Let's go right to Kathy in San Diego, and she's got some questions about the skin being loose around her neck and some scar discoloration. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
And how old a woman are you?
59.
Okay. And this the scar you have, how old is it?
It's actually just about 2 months, and it's kind of dark.
Okay.
And it's a place I didn't know I shouldn't have scratched, and I scratched it a lot, and then it turned dark, and it hasn't changed.
Hmm.
And I didn't know if there's anything to do
well,
with that.
You know, the first question you may have is whether or not the body has enough of the building blocks to maintain the health of that area. And, of course, my favorite thing for that would be nucleotides.
Mm.
And how much do you weigh?
142.
Okay, so you'd probably want maybe about two of those per meal, and you might want to do that for a little while and see if that would be a big help. But the other thing is, if it's a site that's itched a lot, it may be this a site that's not getting the normal energy flow because of another scar or trauma somewhere else. In other words, it may be an interference field, and you may need to learn how to do some Medi body packing or mud packing in order to get the healthy energy flow back to that area and then not have to be concerned about anything going on there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's one
good
thing I would think of. And
thank you.
Loose skin around the neck, typically this is unaffectionately referred to as chicken neck.
Yes.
And yeah, no.
I didn't want one.
I didn't make up these names, okay? I just want you to know that. My favorite thing for that, of course, has always been to make sure that we have good, healthy levels of typical hormones like pregnenolone. And this is the first hormone produced, the first steroid produced from cholesterol, okay? So if cholesterol is super low, it's almost going to force the pregnenolone to be low. But many times cholesterol can even be adequate or high, and still we have low pregnenolone because of conversion issues. So one of my favorite things would be something like Rejuve cream. This, of course, there's a number of anecdotal reports that said it can be helpful in chicken neck. So I would try that directly on the face, head, and neck. At 59, you're almost for sure menopausal, right?
Oh, yeah, past.
Okay, mm-hmm. So this is an appropriate cream with DHEA and all. This could be a big help to you. So I would say a quarter teaspoon rubbed into the face and neck morning and evening for 2 months, and then thereafter AM only, okay?
And then AM only. What happens if I used it in more than that, would it be too much of
No, I don't think it would hurt anything. You just won't get your nickel.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
All right. Well, I hope those couple things help. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.